You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're talking about algorithms this week, and we just explored what they can mean for the news business. Now, how you can beat an algorithm, or at least fight back. We're going to talk to the chief data scientist for the airfare site Hopper in a second, but first, we'll hear your secrets to beating the airfare system.
If you go to the internet, you can find good deals.
Internet. It's
online.
Online,
as far as I know.
Online.
I can compare another company.
You hire an agent.
An agent?
I booked the whole package together. It was just easier.
But you generally have to do it like a couple months before your travel date.
And usually a few days before too, it gets cheaper because they try to get the flights stalled.
I typically go to the carriers directly. If it's an established route that I travel frequently, I know which carrier I'm going to fly.
Tuesday afternoons, around 12 p.m.-ish.
It depends on where, you know, what the season is. Like now, I'm sure it's cheap to go to Hawaii, considering it's wintertime.
I think it's cheaper. For example, this year I am flying to the East Coast, but I'm actually flying on Christmas Day and returning on New Year's Day because the tickets were about 10 to 15% cheaper that way. No one wants to travel on those days, but when you're buying for a family of four, it starts to add up.
Hello, hello, hello. That's no big secret. Everybody basically on the planet who travels has figured that out. You hit the internet and get the best deals.
You hit the internet and get the best deals. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Joining me now is Patrick Suri, Chief Data Scientist at Hopper.com. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
It's great to be here.
All right, so is that true? You hit the internet and get the best deals? It feels like it might be more complicated than that.
Yeah, I think people find it's really frustrating. What we hear from consumers is that it's one of the most confusing things that a consumer purchases, not to mention one of the priciest.
So if you're trying to buy a plane ticket, how many different algorithms are you up against on any different weekday afternoon?
The airlines have got very sophisticated at what they call revenue management or yield management. They try to extract the maximum.
Making money?
Exactly. They try to sell each seat for the most they possibly can. You know, their big challenge is that the people who are willing to pay the most for the tickets don't know that they want the ticket until right before they have to travel, that being the business people.
So when you guys use data, how do you do that and then do analysis to figure out what's the best time to travel or the best time to buy?
So really what we're doing is we're watching prices that are found by people all over the internet. So we see every day 3 or 4 billion prices of trips all over the world. And what we do is use that information to try to figure out how the prices of different kinds of trips vary so that we can help consumers understand the best way to buy their own trip.
One of those voices we heard was someone saying, oh, the best day is Tuesday at noon. Well, why do people have these very specific ideas about kind of how to beat the system?
Well, people want to understand. I think, you know, people are so frustrated. Your gas price goes up and down, but your neighbor doesn't pay, you know, a third of what you did just because you went to the wrong gas station. So people want to have simple rules and they want advice about how they can get a deal and feel like they didn't, you know, pay more than the person sitting next to them on the plane. The idea about buying on a Tuesday, you know, that's one of those simple rules you hear over and over again. The other one is how far ahead should I book? You know, how many days ahead of my trip? And the problem is that there just isn't a simple rule. You have to look at each individual trip you want to take.
What are some common mistakes you've seen people make when they try and do this?
So I think three big things that people do is, you know, they procrastinate because they're confused. They don't do the homework and figure out what is a good price for the ticket so that they can buy it when they see the price. People also don't often think about the total cost of the flight. And that's increasingly important because airlines have started unbundling all these extra services. So you show up at the airport, you've got to pay for your carry-on, you've got to pay for your bag, you've got to pay for your snack.
Let's engage in a theoretical exercise. I know, for example, that I'm going to go to Brazil at the end of January. How do I get the best deal on that? And what are the things that go into that?
The key thing that we always say is the more flexibility you have, the more opportunities you have to save. So figure out your potential destinations, and that might not just be the, you know, the city you need to get to in the end. my family and I saved a ton of money last summer getting to Europe. You know, we needed to get to the UK, but we ended up buying tickets to Portugal because they were half price.
Wow.
So this kind of flexibility is the way that you can work against the airlines, I guess, because, you know, they think about each route individually. And as a consumer, you can often benefit from that because one route is much more competitive than another.
One of the amazing things that my producer pointed out to me was that you guys found that canceling your flight and rebooking can actually save you money. How does that work?
So this is a little known fact that the U.S. Department of Transportation actually requires that every domestic and even foreign airline that sells tickets to U.S. consumers must allow them to cancel their ticket within 24 hours for a full refund. So what we did is we went and looked at our data and said, you know, okay, if we take the first price that we saw for a ticket and then watch for 24 hours on that particular trip, how often does the price go down? And we were amazed that even within that 24-hour period, we often saw prices that were 10% lower than where we started out. If you've got a tool like the mobile app that we're coming out with or the tools that other people are helping to build, then you know maybe the consumer can use data to their own advantage to actually get a better deal on their ticket.
How do you look at all this stuff and not just go completely crazy?
I'm a data person, obviously, and for me, it's the structure that's in there, which is the interesting part. It's getting from this feeling of frustration and just randomness where you start out when you're buying tickets, and drilling into the structure of it, you find that there is lots of predictable patterns, and it's just a matter of kind of lining that up in a way that's useful to the average person. And that, for me, that's the exciting part of it.
Patrick Slurry, Chief Data Scientist at Hopper.com. Thanks so much for your time.
Great to talk to you. Thanks very much.